That wiles right there means cunning devices. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Amen.
Amen.
When you do the best you can, just stand. I tell you, if you'll stand for this, and let's pray. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. And Lord, I ask your hand to be upon us right now, God. God, I pray, God, you make the preaching easy. I pray, God, you just help it to go out and touch hearts. God, encourage us right now through your word. God, I pray, God, you would move and help us right now, God, to just realize that, Lord, that you're here with us, God, and you love us, Lord. God, I thank you for all you're doing, for what you're going to do right now. Lord, have your way in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I was listening. One of my favorite preachers to listen to is Paul Washer. I don't know if any of y'all have ever listened to him. Paul Washer, tough. If you ain't got tough skin, don't listen. I'm just being honest. This guy just tells it like it is, and whether you like it or not, he tells it like it is. But he said something the other day that struck me. And what struck me, Brother Terry, is because he is a hard preacher. He preaches the word. But he said something to this effect, and I probably can't get it all right, but and this is kind of a little side note. He said, I'm tired of hearing y'all complain. I'm just tired of hearing you complain. He said, I'm tired of hearing Christians say I'm not worthy. Well, he thought you was. I'm sick to death of, well, we just not worthy. He thought you was worthy. He loved you enough to die for you. And he said, why did Jesus love you? Just because he did. That's all you need to know. Some of us need to get over the fact that we were sinners, that we were just no good for nothing, dirty, rotten sinners, and realize that he loves us. Amen. He loved you then. He loves you now. He's going to love you in the future. Amen. Understand that. I know we're going to make mistakes. I understand it. And I realize he knew you was going to make mistakes before he saved you. He knew you was going to make mistakes before he took that blood and wrote your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. He knew you was going to make a royal mess out of everything. And he loved you anyway. Or to just go ahead and give invitation and go home. That's a good message, even though some of y'all didn't say amen. Now let's get to the message. Some things Satan hates. Now listen, we're supposed to have a reverential fear of God. Amen. The Bible says though that fear God, that's the beginning of wisdom, knowledge. Now I understand, listen, we should not be afraid of Satan. We should respect Satan because he does have power. I'll be honest with you. We ought to respect, you respect a loaded gun. Amen. You respect a pocket knife. You respect something that can hurt you. Even though I'm not afraid of it, I respect it. That's how we ought to treat Satan. I'm not afraid of Satan because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That's talking about Satan, amen? And the problem with some of y'all been watching too many horror movies. Amen. You think you got to call the Catholic priest in and they got to come in, have smoke blowing here and water flying there just to get the devil out of your house. No, you ain't got to have all that. We are overcomers. Amen. The Bible tells us, now listen, in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. How many of y'all Christians? If you're saved, raise your hand. Hallelujah. You ought to shout it out for about 15 minutes and let's go to the house. The Bible tells us, hey, Satan hates a true Christian. Well, I'm going to rephrase it. Satan hates Christians. There ain't no such a thing as a true Christian and a false Christian. There ain't no such a thing as a worldly Christian. Hey, there ain't no such a thing as a worldly-minded Christian. I understand Satan hates true Christian. A true Christian can overcome Satan. I ain't talking about somebody playing church. We got a lot of people playing church, Brother Charlie. I ain't talking about somebody that's just in and out. I ain't talking about somebody that just comes when they want to. The problem is so a lot of people, they come when they want to, and then when the devil jumps on them, they want to, what in the world's going on in my life? I tell you what's going on in your life. You're not where you need to be with God. But a true Christian, can overcome the devil. Only the ones that have been saved and got their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, covered by the blood of Jesus. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. You've already got that. Satan hates that. Satan hates a true Christian who lives for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen, and not for self. I heard something, and I think me and Matt was talking about this morning, and my wife can help me out with this. One of the preachers that was preaching this week said one of the main things that hinders the work of God is the American dream. Oh, it's all about me. I want to build a bigger house. I want a nicer car. I want to get my portfolio enlarged. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. I've got to go here. I've got to go there. A true Christian lives for the Lord, and it ain't about self. That's who Satan hates. Satan don't hate that one that claims to be saved that's got self up front. And Jesus on the back burner, and somebody that treats Jesus like the spare tire in your car. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know, you never look at it, you never think about it until you need it. Satan hates true Christians. The Bible says in John chapter 16, verse 33, these things have I spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Amen. Jesus was tempted just like you and I, and he drove Satan away because he had overcome Satan. Satan hates your faith. Now listen. Satan hates your faith because it overcomes. I'm going to read that verse one more time. I'm going to continue reading this. Stay with me. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And then it goes on to say, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Glory to God. When's the last time you exercised your faith? I love lifting weights. I love exercising. The more you do, the bigger you get. Some of y'all need to exercise your faith. The more you do, the bigger you get. Glory to God. Some of y'all still doing some kind of weenie workout with your faith. Hey, it's time to move on up with the big boys. Glory to God. It's time to get your faith in gear. It's time to put your faith in action. It's time to do something. Hey, I saw a saying one time. Said, if your dreams don't scare you, they're not big enough. Satan hates Christians like that. Satan hates Christians that talks about doing things. Satan hates Christians that talks about faith. Satan hates somebody say, I tell you right now, over there at Liberty Free Will Baptist Church, Satan hates stuff. I'm going to just throw this out at you, okay? Satan hates stuff like this. We're going to pay that fellowship hall off this. We're going to pay that life center off this year. I got enough faith in God to believe. How many of y'all believe that God can pay that life center off this year? Rest of y'all get on board then. Satan hates that kind of talk. He hates it. Satan hates the kind of talk that says, hey, we're going to start a visitation program. By next year, we're going to double our crowd. Satan hates that kind of stuff. He don't want to hear it, but I'm telling you right now, if you got enough faith to believe what this Bible says, then you got enough faith to put it into action and man, put Satan on the run. We have overcome him by our faith. Now, let me ask you a question. Every time your faith was tested, Satan lied to you. Anybody in here ever have Satan tell you, that ain't gonna work? Anybody in here ever had Satan tell you, you ain't gonna make it? you ain't going to make it. Anybody in here ever had Satan tell you, Jesus don't love you? Well, maybe I'm the only one he talks to like that. Y'all do realize he's a liar. And I was thinking about it as I was meditating on the front row, just thinking about the things and how Satan talks to us, and Satan do his very best to get in our minds, and Satan is the author of confusion. God is not the author of confusion, amen. Satan will get in there and jumble up your mind. He'll have your mind going every which way he can, because he hates that. And what he can, if he can ever get us to get our minds all occupied with everything else but our faith, then you're defeated. You're defeated. John chapter 8, verse 44, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Satan hates your faith because your faith makes him look like a fool. Amen. I'll never forget it. We were praying about building this church, right? This building right here. We'd come out on Saturday night and pray. We'd come out on Saturday night and have Bible study. It's a novel thought, ain't it? Y'all do know we still come out on Saturday mornings and pray for anybody that wants to come. Praying for the services. I had one amen. Remember what I preached about this morning about apathy? Satan loves that. But Satan hates faith. I'll never forget it. We were praying about this building. Me and another man got the anointing oil, and we walked out over in this area. I don't remember. We were somewhere in this area, and I looked at him. I said, right here is where it's going to be the pulpit. We ain't even broke ground, Brother Terry. I said, this is going to be the pulpit right here. I said, we're going to preach from right here. The choir loft's going to be back there. I said, the church is going to face this way. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If you can see it, it ain't faith. Satan hates faith. So what we need to do is exercise our faith so that we can put the devil on the run. Amen. Satan hates Jesus' blood. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And they, now listen, I'm talking about y'all gonna get this. Overcome. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, that they loved not their lives unto the death. You didn't think you had all that power in you, did you? You didn't think you could make the devil run, did you? Hey, it ain't got nothing to do with you. It's all about the blood of Jesus. I was thinking about this as Matt was singing. I don't want to pick on him tonight, but he's setting up for, so he's open game. And everybody in this church knows what Matt's gone through in the last few years. It ain't no secret. Matt ain't tried to keep it a secret. In reality now, and I'm going to just pick on you, in reality, if Satan could have killed you in the last few years, don't you think he'd have done it? What in God's name kept him from killing you? The blood of Jesus. That's it. That's it. Don't you realize, Dallas, if Satan could kill you, he would? Amen. Don't y'all realize if Satan could stop Robert Lloyd and kill Robert Lloyd and stop that kind of singing, he would? Don't you realize that if Satan could stop the preacher, he would? He's done his very best to defeat us. He's done his very best to discourage us. He's done his very best to get us dejected. But I'm telling you right now, he wanted to kill Job, but God said you can't do it. And he wanted to kill you, and he wanted to kill me. But if you're covered by the blood, glory to God, he cannot touch you. We overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. Glory to God. Somebody ought to say amen right there. Somebody ain't getting what I'm preaching this morning tonight. I'm just telling you, you got more power on your side than what you realize. Whew. You don't overcome him by being a church member. That ain't got nothing to do with it. There's a lot of church members going to hell. You don't overcome him by being a preacher. That ain't got nothing to do with it. There's a lot of preachers going to hell. You overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, amen. And when the blood, hey, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hey, I'm telling you right now, if it's been applied and your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you ought to be the happiest thing on this side of heaven tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty. Through God, pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringeth into captivity every thought in obedience to Christ. It is all about the blood. Amen. And it ain't my blood. It's his blood. The blood of Jesus saves. The blood of Jesus heals. The blood of Jesus restores. How many of y'all ever done something stupid after you got saved and backslid? Guess what restored you? It wasn't none of my good sermons. I guarantee you that. The blood of Jesus can put your life back together. Amen. Satan hates our testimony. Overcome. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. When was the last time you actually got up and testified? When was the last time you actually listened to the Holy Spirit? I was thinking about, you know, before I got to preaching, if we can't listen to God in the small things, God ain't going to talk to you in the big things. Understand that. You got to understand. You know, when you're standing in line at Walmart and that voice inside says, you need to invite that person to church. Has that ever happened to anybody else but me? Has that ever happened to y'all? Some of y'all wave at me a little bit, let me know you're still awake or whatever. Abby and Ansley and Allie, y'all wake up back there, wave at me a little bit. Did you listen to him? If you didn't, why is he going to tell you anything else? We come on this altar and we pray about big things. We pray, we want God, God, just show me. And God said, you won't even listen to me at Walmart. We've got to learn to be listening to the Holy Spirit. Satan ain't going to tell you to do nothing bad. Satan ain't going to tell you to witness to people. Satan ain't going to tell you to testify. Satan ain't going to tell you to raise your hand. Satan ain't going to tell you to worship God. So why? Well, I tell you right now, when I feel like it, I'll lift my hand up. No, you ought to lift your hand up whether you feel like it or not. Amen. That's a testimony. When they're singing and Robert's singing or Matt or the band's up here and we're singing and you see somebody's hand go, that is a testimony. Glory to God, that is a testimony. You're telling to the whole church, hey, I'm agreeing with what they're singing about. He's been good to me. I'm going to lift my hands, whether the one behind me lifts their hands or not. I'm going to praise him. Whether it upsets you or not, I don't really care, because I'm going to testify that I love Jesus. We overcome him by the word. You know why some of y'all can't get the happiness about you? Because you don't come to church and worship God. Oh, I don't want to hear about how you feel in your car. I hear that all the time. Oh, I have a good time in my car. When I get by myself, I can just praise the Lord. What's wrong with doing it in here? You ashamed of God or something? Hey, y'all got to love me to go to heaven. We overcome by our testimony. We overcome by our testimony. When Johnny's up here singing and that one song Johnny sings that I can't remember the one it is, but he gets so excited at the end of it and ain't got nothing to do with the 23rd Psalm either. He gets so excited at the end of it, he's just about to break and run. Amen. That thing tears me up every time. I lift my hand because I'm agreeing with him. When you say amen, what you're saying is that is a testimony that you are agreeing with what they're singing. You are agreeing with what the preacher is preaching. We overcome him by our testimony. Not only your testimony help you, it helps others. Amen? You don't know who you're influencing. You don't know who you're helping when we praise God and testify and we worship God. Satan hates the resurrection of Jesus because that's where he was defeated. Up until that point, he thought he had a chance. Now, I'm just putting this in terms that we can understand. Up to that point, Brother Robert, I'm telling you right now, I've done pretty good with this old boy. He's defeated many, but I got him now. But when Jesus came out of that grave, when Jesus came out of the grave, the party was over, amen. When Jesus came out of the grave, he knew he'd been defeated. When Jesus, I'm telling you right now, he's working so hard tonight because he knows he's defeated. He knows Jesus is coming back, and he's trying to take everybody to hell with him. He hates the resurrection. So when we talk about the resurrection, when we sing about the resurrection, when we teach about the resurrection, when we witness about the resurrection, I want to get me a t-shirt that says, Jesus arose from the grave. I can just upset everybody. Amen. Find me a bunch of Muslims, go around them and just upset everybody. That's where Jesus overcame him. And that's where you got your salvation. I don't understand how nobody can sit there when we get to preaching about resurrection morning, singing about resurrection morning. Let me just read Mark chapter 16. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning on the first day of the week, they came to the sepulcher at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulcher? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away. You want to know who's going to roll away the stone? God's going to roll away the stone. All you got to do is just show up. Like Matt was talking about this morning, just be there. My God, just be there. Just show up and just watch what he can do. And they looked and they saw that the stone was rolled away. It was great. And entering into the sepulcher, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And they said unto him, be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen, for he is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. He's alive and well. Glory to God. Let me ask you a question. Is there anything about you that Satan hates? Is there anything about you that Satan hates? I preached a message years ago, and I read the scripture over there where, if y'all know, I think it's in the book of Acts, where these guys were trying to cast out the demon. Matt, you remember? And the demon looks at him and said, Peter I know, and Paul I know, and Jesus I know. He said, but I don't know you. And the Bible says that the demons jumped on them, whooped the fire out of them like to kill them. I preached a message one time. Does Satan know your name? See, the problem is a lot of us ain't doing nothing to upset Satan, so he don't even care who you are. Is there anything about your life, anything whatsoever about your life that Satan hates? If there's not, then you ain't doing something right. If you ain't upsetting the devil, you ain't doing something right. That's what Christians are supposed to do. We're supposed to upset the devil. Put him on the run. The Bible says, resist him and he'll flee. In the name of Jesus, we can do that. I want you to bow your head with me. Juwan, just come play something soft.